Welcome to the One Life, One You podcast, where we talk training, nutrition, life, relationships, motivation, inspiration. On this episode, episode 11, I'm going to be recapping the Spartan Race obstacle course that we ran over this past weekend. My name is Nick. Thanks for listening.
What's the S stand for?
It's not an S. In my world, it means hope.
First things first, what is a Spartan race? It's basically an obstacle course with varying levels of difficulty and distances. You can do a sprint, which is 3 to 5 miles. You can do a super, which is 8 to 10 miles, or a beast, which I think is minimum 12 miles and over. Varying levels of obstacles in a way, ranging from I think 16 or 17 upwards of 30 plus, depending on which race you choose. And obstacles can be anywhere from carrying sandbags to jumping over walls to crawling under barbed wire and kind of everything in between. This past Saturday, me and a bunch of my friends, we did the 8 to 10 mile Spartan Race Super in Palmerton, PA, right outside of Allentown, and it was on the Blue Mountain Ski Resort, so it was basically on the mountainside, so there was a lot of trail running and mountain climbing and uphill runs and climbs and downhill runs and climbs. We all finished, which was, going into it, my ultimate goal was having all six of us finish. We were all different levels of fitness, but started together, we all ended up finishing, which was the ultimate goal. Let's talk about the good part of the race. It was really, really hard and really difficult. More difficult than we kind of planned it to be. It was 95 degrees. I know this is the good, I know. 95 degrees, we started at a 2 o'clock time. We were expecting to be done in 2.5-3 hours. That time from the start we knew was wrong. It was more 4.5, closer to 5 hours was our finishing time, which was good and bad. We'll talk about the bad later, but good in terms of finishing, you really felt like you did something and accomplished something that, comes to find out, a lot of people didn't do. And so finishing came with a bigger sense of accomplishment. The obstacles were probably the fun part for me. Walls to jump over, anywhere from 4 to 5 feet upwards to 7 and 8 feet walls to go over, cargo nets to go over, walls to go under, mud pits, barbed wire crawls, heavy tire flips, monkey bars, rope climbing, and everything in between. I always enjoy the obstacles. I think they're cool, and I've done 4 or 5 of these Spartan races, so there was a couple this past Saturday that I've never done before, and I always enjoyed that type of stuff. Another good thing I saw out there on a race was just the people out there. Everybody was super helpful, super friendly, and everyone was just trying to kind of encourage everybody else to finish. The course was tough. Everybody knows it's tough. And just checking on the person next to you, or the person in front of you, or the person behind you. Sometimes they were people you knew, sometimes they were complete strangers, but making sure everybody's okay, making sure people are hydrated. I thought that was pretty awesome, that positive and motivating energy that was out there on the course. We're all kind of suffering together, so why not try to help people? Another good part was the environment. On the mountainside, summertime, not a cloud in sight. Being at the top of the mountain, seeing the view outwards was kind of amazing. You can go, if you get to the top, just sit and enjoy the view. Going through the forest, going up and down the hills. It was a good sight to see. It was something that a lot of people have never done before, and you kind of pause and take it in that, you know, you're actually basically climbing a mountainside. And the good, again, being having that feeling of accomplishment was definitely an awesome feeling. You know, by the end, you're tired, you're beat up, you're bruised up, your legs are worn out, your arms are worn out. You cross that finish line, you kind of, I guess, not cross the finish line, you jump over their little fire pit, and you know you actually did something pretty cool. That was definitely a good sign. Now, the opposite end of that, the bad, again, it was really, really difficult. Between the heat, the humidity, just the elevation of going uphill on this mountainside, it was rough for a whole lot of people. And we all struggled, me and my group struggled. We had cramping up of the legs, like quads, hamstring, calves, cramped up. You figure the start of the race was basically a 30-minute, 45-minute uphill climb before you did any obstacle. And then from there, I think the first big obstacle was a sandbag carry. I want to say it was for women 30 to 35 pounds. Guys, I think 45 or 50 pounds for the sandbag. And it was a steep downhill climb with the bag. You turn around, you had a very, very steep uphill climb with that bag. You had to get the bag back to where you picked it up at. And I think that was probably the roughest obstacle I've been a part of. There was a lot of people who couldn't make it right from there. That was probably within the first hour of the race. And there was a few people needing medics and having to get carted off at that obstacle. That's probably the toughest. I think physically, it was probably the toughest. I know some people were being dehydrated, cramping up really bad. That was rough. And that could be good or bad, however you see it. The heat played a big part in this race, being 94, 95 degrees when we took off at 2 in the afternoon. That played a big part in people, you know, not having enough fluids in them, cramping up pretty bad. The waiver says when you first sign it, you can get hurt, you can get injured out here. You just have to be careful. You have to be kind of prepared and try to train to know that you may get hurt out here. And the cramping played a big part for my group. I know it played a big part for a lot of people, just seeing them along the way. Again, heat, being hydrated enough, that all plays a part into it. Personally, I thought that the obstacles could have been a little more spread out. I thought there wasn't enough at the beginning and the middle of the race. They kind of bunched them all at the end. I thought they would have spread them out more. It could have gave people more of a break from the uphill, downhill climb of the mountain to kind of catch their breath and do something different. But somebody in my group said that mountainside and the big part of that 8 to 10 miles, it was as much of a mental challenge as it was a physical challenge. Mental challenge of you really didn't know what was around that corner, or once you got uphill, you didn't know whether or not you were going right back downhill. You didn't know you had more uphill. It was kind of just blinders on, keep your legs moving, get from one end to the next to the next. Yeah, big mental challenge as much as it was physical. But I guess that's kind of what the Spartan race is all about. Their kind of goal, at least from my point of view, is if you're a runner, you may struggle with the obstacles. If you're big on strength and you're a stronger person, but you don't do as much cardio, the hills will just wreck you. And it's meant to be difficult for every level of fitness. And that's their goal. And I think they really accomplished it with the Spartan race in Palmerton. But seeing people completely passed out on the side of this hill, seeing people cramp up so bad that they couldn't stand on their own 2 feet, seeing people twist ankles, or being in the middle of a forest going uphill and just puking their life away, it's just not a good sight to see. It's tough. It's meant to be tough. They advertise the Palmerton one as one of the tougher of the 8 mile races. People come from out of town to do this one because of the reputation of it being overly difficult, and it definitely was. But if you can get through the uphill climbs, the downhill carries, some of my favorite obstacles included probably definitely the rope climb into the monkey bar setup that was over a mud pit. So if you're falling off of either, you're definitely landing waist deep in some muddy water. I thought that was a cool idea. I like the tire flip just because it's grunt work. I think the woman's tires were like 210 pounds. The guy's tires were 420 pounds. They were rough to flip. You had to flip them twice. I thought that was cool. The multi-rig kind of monkey bar setup was awesome. Everybody loves the spear throw. The jumping over the walls were cool. They had some sandbag and sled drags, which is always awesome. There was a lot of cool obstacles. You just have to kind of get through the mountain climbing to get to them. And being out on the course for the couple hours we were out there, seeing just the wide ranging of people that were out there, because everybody asks, well, everybody has to be in shape there, right? You have to be super fit and everything else. And I'm just fully like, not at all. I've seen age ranges from probably 18, 19, 20 year olds to 60 plus year olds. My own eyes, seeing them on a course, we're all doing the same thing. And fitness wise, of course, you see people that are in super good shape. And, you know, they find this a little easier than probably the people I saw that weren't in great shape. Everybody's still trying to get it done. You know, the goal is to finish. That's the ultimate goal, is to finish. But body types, thin, bigger, in shape, out of shape, young, old, every type of person was out there. Kind of brings back that people really don't have an excuse to not at least try it. Not everybody finishes, but to try it, to kind of push yourself. For some people, this is probably the hardest thing they've ever done in their life. And that's awesome. It's a big goal, and it's a big goal for a lot of people to kind of, one, just to sign up. Signing up can be nerve-wracking. And to be at the starting line knowing that you may be out there for a couple hours. We were looking it up. The fastest time through the course was like an hour and a half, but the slowest time was like 11 and some change. I can't even imagine being out there for 11 hours. But if you're out there for 11 hours and that's what it takes to get it done, guess what? You can say you finished just like the guy or girl that did it in 2 hours. Doesn't matter. Start to finish, that's the goal. Us and our group, we finished in the 4 to 5 hour time range, which again, we thought we'll get it done a lot faster. But within that first probably half an hour, we knew that time was going to change. So looking back on it, that 4 to 5 hour time frame was pretty decent for us. Why do I think everybody should sign up for something like this? It doesn't have to be a Spartan race. It doesn't even have to be an obstacle race. It could be a color run. It could be a 5K, 10K. It could be a half marathon, triathlon, a biking event. Whatever you want to do, I always say sign up. It puts such a big focus on your training that you end up not worrying about, you know, scale, stepping on a scale or your weight. You're truly focused on performance and bettering your own fitness. And with that comes changing your body. You're so focused on, I need to get these 8 miles in. I need to kind of finish this obstacle course. I really want to run this marathon. That weight wise, you look at your nutrition differently. You look at your nutrition and eating habits to kind of eat to fuel your body to perform the goal of whatever it is. For me, for my friends, it was the Spartan race. For some other people, it's knocking out a half marathon. I know somebody that's trying a triathlon, and it's really just eat to fuel your body to perform better. I think that's an awesome way of training. It puts a focus on your training, so you're not all over the place. The plan is to get you to that end goal, and I think that's a great way to go about your training. A couple tips if you do want to sign up for a Spartan race. We just did the one last Saturday. The next one is at a stadium. So it would be the 3 to 4 mile one, I think, in September. So My own tips is to do your cardio. If you have a 3 mile race like the one in September, be able to run, walk, jog 3 to 5 miles consistently, not just occasionally. I will go out and try to hit that time at least 2 times a week. Work on your strength, body weight strength first, so be able to do high volume squats and lunges and sprints and box jumps or step ups. Being able to plank well, do your core work, work on balance. Upper body work, I would go push-ups heavy, being able to carry heavy loads, sandbags, kettlebells, bucket carries, being able to either do pull-ups or inverted rows or something with that pulling motion. Work on that a lot. Work on your grip strength a lot. There's a lot of carrying stuff, pulling yourself over, up and over walls. Having that leg strength is important. Yeah, that would probably be my tips. Work on being hydrated enough before the race to not cramp up, to make sure you're stretching. Yeah, I think that's about it. That sums up the Spartan race. Afterwards, directly after, we were all like, yeah, hell no, we're not doing this again. And then it's been 2-3 days and I'm already looking at the next race and trying to kind of figure out my training to kind of better my own time, because that's what it's about. It's about being better than what you were and challenging yourself to be better. That's what it comes down to. I'm not looking at anybody else's times and how they do the race. I want to just be better for myself. For the Spartan race, yeah, did it last Saturday. Cool event, hot, tough, difficult, but would definitely do it again. The people were amazing. The volunteers were amazing. The people you were running alongside was super motivating and positive all the way through, just getting people to get done. That's about it for episode 11, recapping the Spartan race. My name is Nick. This is the One Life One You podcast. Make sure to check out the website, onelifeoneyou.com. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Nick Sherman with 2 underscores at the end. One Life One You apparel at teespring.com/store/onelifeoneyou. You can check this podcast out on Anchor FM, Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts. We just got uploaded to Spotify, which is awesome. And there's a bunch of other ones, which I'll put the link up on the website. Thanks for listening. One Life, One You. You are so much stronger than you think you are. Trust me.